Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
Fellas. G Willis.
What's up? What's up?
Billy Badge, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, okay. We got G Willis, waiting for G Willis to call back in. Let's just pick up where we left off. You were talking about how much you like that Auburn fan because G Willis is biased.
I'm gonna whoop somebody's ass, man. Everybody, hey, I've been on this thing waiting the whole time. You talking bad about me, boy. But I got something for y'all to do, man.
I want to pick up where we get paid, young.
That's what we do. Hey, we're talking about guys leaving college, getting paid. I mean, what's going on, Billy? Billy, what is going on with these players leaving, saying, hey, I'm done, man. Hey, I got to rest my $20 legs. I'm done. okay, Billy posted some stuff in our little group chat that we do with Ezekiel Elliott. I'm not gonna quote him, but I will say this. He said in so many words, I would give anything to play with my college team one more time.
Bull crap.
Now
that's what that is. That's bull, Ezekiel Elliott. That's bull.
Hey, man,
Ezekiel Elliott can take that trash and throw it in the trash can, Let
me say something to you, Billy. I'm sorry, Bonzo. There's something that we need as a nation, as people, as a society right now, is pride. Everybody can't just go for the money. Everybody just can't say, hey, it's time for me to get paid. Hey, man, I can't do it, man. I got to get paid. What are we teaching our kids, man?
Look here. The same person that I was texting in the chat room a couple of weeks ago just went off talking about chasing the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stay where we're at and help each other. But now it's all chasing money. Go get some $40 million.
Let's do it. So y'all want this? Hey, this is what y'all want? If y'all want this, let's do it. Okay. Let's start it out because, guys, honestly, this talk is a little deeper than just money. This particular was about race. This was about a whole lot. So if we're gonna do it, let's do it. I mean, if we're gonna,
let's keep it in perspective.
Let's put the beef on the grill.
Listen here, Bob.
Can we put the beef on the grill?
Hey, grill it, but at the same time, keep it in perspective. Let's not take this into 60 minutes.
I'm saying I left out a whole lot when I say that, you know.
I did as well. But my thing is, let's go back to the topic. Let's not go off into Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton moment. Let's go into the essence of what we're doing this show. And the thing is this. Let me say it out loud one more time.
Let me tell you how this started.
Okay.
Fournette has been taking off games all year, except
all
he
year.
Picked and chose the games that he wanted to play in.
To market
himself.
Hold on.
I posed this to my counterpart, and he said that he should have took off all year to protect his $40 million leg. And I said, me being from 400 West Aaron Drive, Hillsdale Heights, and the people I grew up with, I'm just cut from a different cloth. I'm going to be there with my brothers, regardless whether I'm the million-dollar ticket or they're the million-dollar ticket. That's all I said.
I agree.
And it could just be my military background, too.
It's not. I went in the military. I'm with you. Let's do it.
Okay.
That's all I said.
KG Willis.
That's all I say. You don't do that. don't do that, G. You told us. I mean, wasn't it last show? What did you tell us about the Freaknik?
Hey, man.
You wouldn't even go to practice, man.
It was just me.
Okay, and all I'm saying is,
I'm saying this. Young brothers, young everybody who's playing any sport where your coach is getting paid millions of dollars, don't be no fool. Don't risk your life. Don't go out there and risk your life for absolutely nothing. Don't do it. I don't blame you if you don't. Jadeveon Clowney, they talked about that kid like a dog. They talked about him bad for one complete year, and he still went number one in the draft, by the way.
And he cursed himself. He's been hurt every year, too. But anyway.
He's been hurt. You might want to check out his stats this year, Billy. You might want to check out his stats. What I'm teaching the kids. No, you compare me to a rapper. So this is what I'm teaching the kids. Hey, son, listen. If you're going to go out there and get hit upside the head and hit other people upside the head, you might want to protect your interests. If somebody tells you, son,
don't make a right.
Hey, son.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Son.
Hey.
What happened to that?
Hey, two wrongs don't make a right. What happened to that? I'll tell you what happened to that.
Let's go back to morals.
I'll tell you exactly what happened to that.
Bonzo.
What happened to that is Gus Malzahn getting paid $5 million a year.
Oh, my goodness.
Nick Saban getting paid $7 million a year.
Man, we changing your name to Lil Yachty, man. You Lil Yachty.
Hey, look at
him. All you want is
look
the money and the four wheels. That's all you want.
He said Fournette and Herman. Take both of them and put them in a frying pan as far as I'm concerned and fry both of them. I don't care. I don't want him in a foxhole next to me. How about that?
Well, that means Nick Saban, too. Didn't Nick Saban jump ship against the Dolphins? After he lied and said,
he
I'm not going anywhere.
Fight.
Does Nick Saban go in the frying pan?
He sits down at the end of the year and give kids advice.
Does Nick Saban
on what they should
go
do?
In the frying pan after he lied to the Dolphins saying, hey, I'm going to be your head coach. I'm going to stay here. I told you guys to come here, but Alabama just called and they offered me a lot of money. Bye. Does he go in the frying
pan? The difference is this.
Only the players are expected to play any type of law.
That's professional, Bonzo. Professional is different than college.
Only the players
are
expected to express any type of law.
Amateur athletes.
Only the players.
Now we're talking about
LSU?
Guys.
He left LSU to go to the NFL? Did he not leave LSU to go to the NFL?
And he was
did he not leave
player.
LSU? Why did he leave LSU to go to the NFL?
You're
he was the least paid person at the Dolphins.
Why did he leave LSU to go to the NFL? Why did he leave LSU to go to the NFL?
Talking loud don't mean you won, Bonzo. Let everybody else talk. Now, go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, exactly. He was the least paid. He was the least paid player.
Why did he leave LSU to go to the NFL?
He was the least paid person at the Dolphins.
Why did he leave LSU to go to the NFL? Personal
gain.
Personal gain. Personal gain. So throw him in the frying pan, too.
Was he at the LSU?
Him in the frying pan.
Was he working for free? Was he working for free?
At LSU?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Bonzo.
Was he working for free?
Bonzo.
He left for money.
Your ass moved to
Birmingham. It was his best interest.
Reason your ass moved to Birmingham.
And the same reason that Leonard Fournette ass ain't playing in the ball game. because of them $40 million leg. And I don't blame him.
Well, that's you. That's you. I just said that I don't want him next to me.
And my thing is, that's what's wrong with society.
So you don't want Nick Saban next to you, right? Nick Saban need to go in the frying pan, right? So are you going to start the Alabama campaign?
You're comparing amateur athletes.
Are you
going to
start the Alabama campaign?
This guy was getting paid.
Are you going to start the Alabama campaign?
They're not going to school there. They're not. It's different. That's different. That's a different frying pan.
So
he knows that.
So what you're saying, G. Willis, is the only person that has to express any type of loyalty are the players. No one else, just the players, right?
I tell you what, Bonzo, if he works out his contract, like Nick Saban did at LSU and then leave to go to Miami? I have no idea.
Nick Saban worked out his contract. Nick Saban recruited young men that same year that he left and told them, I will coach you for 4 years. It's a money grab.
Let me ask you something, man. Let me give you something, Billy.
Hey, Did Nick Saban leave LSU to go to the NFL?
You went through a process with some young
guys. Did Nick Saban leave LSU to go to the NFL?
Once you went through this process with these young men, was there not a bond there?
Did Nick Saban leave LSU to go to the NFL?
If you are a five-star, four-star athlete, you pick, which team you want to be a part of so you could be a teammate.
So the only people in college who are expected to pose any type of loyalty, when you went through your process,
did you not form a bond with those guys that you were going through this process with? Yes or no?
Like hell week.
There you go. Did you not go through something with those guys? Did you not form a bond with them? Can you say, you know what?
To give themselves an opportunity where they're going to get money. You're saying that it's not okay.
You're wrong.
That is exactly what you're saying.
You're force feeding me, and I don't like being force fed. I'm going to say it out loud. I'm not going to allow you to do it. No, sir.
Well, I'm going to allow you to keep being wrong. Go ahead.
And this is the thing. You're trying to compare.
You're wrong, Pete.
Well, maybe I need to rethink. Why am I even arguing? I see why Billy's so quiet right now, because he knows. I think you got an amp on your phone, because whenever I try to talk, your phone just blasts me out of it. Just blasts me. Is Billy still on, by the way? Because he ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm through because I understand his rash of thinking now. I'm done with it.
Hey, I'm going to jump in the boat with you, man.
Because both of y'all are wrong on that one.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man.
Somebody to continue to do things for free while somebody gets paid from their work.
Look at the definition of that. College athletes should be paid. I do believe that. But at the end of the day, my only point was this. These guys that are coaching any level, I mean, we're talking about college, high school. The coaches are not there because they just love the game. They're there because they're paid. That's their career.
What do you think? You don't think this is the player's career?
There are a lot of players now. Now I don't know what level of player. Are you telling me in high school?
We can agree. We can agree to disagree. But I do not blame any one of those young men. I don't blame any one of them for looking at themselves and saying, you know what? I need to get this money. Career. I'm not going to go out here and y'all just call bowl games. Did what you just call a bowl game? It's an exhibition game, correct? I'm not going to go out here in this exhibition game and get hurt. I'm not going to go out here in this exhibition game and gamble $40 million. I can't blame anybody for that. There you go.
Hey, man. Monzo, I disagree. But let's just move on, man. Let's move on to something we can talk about without you hollering and losing your composure. I'm so disappointed in you, man. But I still love you, bro. It's just stressful time.
I'm emotional. At the end of the show, I want you to go back and listen to it. I want you to go back and listen to it and see who lost their composure first. That's what you should do. But I'm like I said, and I'll stand behind it.
Did that make
get
sense?
Get paid, young man.
Billy, what you think about USA right now? How they looking? Let's talk about something completely different.
We got to call a caller. Let's see who we got calling in. We only got 5 minutes left on the show.
Go ahead, caller.
That's how long you were wrong. 25 minutes. Go ahead. We got Jerome on the line.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jerome.
I'm not going to hold up most of you fellas' time here. You know, it seems like it's a contentious discussion there. But I do want to say this. I really do like the work that you guys be doing, man, because I take the stuff, the things that you guys be saying, man, I take it to work. And it's realistic. It's good analysis. And, man, some of my coworkers, man, they be ready to crucify me, man. So, yeah, it's true, man. I take some of the information y'all be saying, man, and throwing it at my coworkers. So, y'all keep up the good work, though, man.
Appreciate you, caller, listen to this. If you have a young man playing football, please don't tell him to run to people as fast as he can for free for the rest of his life in the name of
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, G-Willis? You saying that players should continue to play for free is just as crazy as Billy saying get rid of the football helmet.
I never said that.
Billy, did I ever say that? Keep getting your coaches paid. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Billy, did I say that? Please answer that, because I'm feeling crazy. I feel like
football coach.
I don't think we said anything.
We
can go back and listen to the show. Continue to play for free, young man. Continue to risk your $40 million.
I said at the end of your rant, I said I think they should be paid.
Are you serious?
Didn't I say that, Billy?
Are you serious? Yeah,
you
did.
I did.
Hey, so G Willis, where's your homeboy? Hey, G Willis, if I have $20 million, and you know I got $20 million cash, are you going to allow me to walk into the casino? Or would you say, no, brother, that's a bad idea? What would you do?
Hey, man, that's a great analogy, by the way. Not. But, yeah, man. Anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly,
hey,
man.
I don't agree with you right now, man. I think it's
obvious.
Because I never said anything
you
that you're
want.
Accusing me of.
I'm right.
You're accusing
me of
saying something
I've
never
said. You can blame it on whatever you want.
Man. You're in a rage.
The effect you encourage the players to continue to sharecrop, that's ridiculous. I totally disagree. And I would defend that. I would defend that to the high mountain.
I agree with that, but what happened to the team and morals?
Team and morals.
Why can't
team
we get paid
and
as
moral.
A team? So why should he get paid more than the rest of the players? That's not being a teammate. So what about
so
if
not
it wasn't for his offensive line? If it wasn't for his offensive line, he wouldn't have any yards. If it wasn't for the quarterback giving him the ball, he wouldn't have any yards. If it wasn't for the coach saying,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Well, you know what? That's right. He should keep on. And you can advise people
hey,
to continue
guys,
to play for free.
Top,
continue risking your injury.
Yeah.
What did you say about Billy?
Is that who's the top quarterback?
Who's the top quarterback in the draft this year?
We only have 90 seconds left, G. Willis, out of 30 minutes. Because you talked about players playing for free for 28 minutes.
I don't think I said that at all. But what did I say? Who you got, Billy? Who you got? In 50 seconds,
we got.
Hey
man, we ain't
got.
Don't
risk your $40 million.
I was just trying to ask
$40 million.
Who's the top?
I don't even know who's. I hadn't seen. I know we don't have any in SEC that's worth it.
We only have 60 seconds left.
I go Lamar Jackson, man. I mean, he's showing me a lot.
No, I'm
Lamar Jackson is not even eligible for the draft. It's going to be Deshaun Watson.
If he was eligible, I would go him. You're right, he's not eligible. Yeah, it'd be, yeah.
If he was eligible, I would still go with Deshaun Watson.
I don't think he'd be the first quarterback off the board, though.
Deshaun Watson?
He's just a sophomore. I forgot about that.
Oh, Deshaun Watson? No, he
No. I'm talking about Lamar.
Yeah. I just want to know who the top eligible quarterback. I know it ain't.
I think Deshaun Watson going first.
I don't think so.
But who you got?
But I guarantee you, he's playing in a bowl game. Though is my point. He's gonna go a lot higher than a lot of those guys, except for Fournette.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, that's our time. that's our time. Hey.
Hey, I'm glad I actually heard voices this tonight because I learned a lot. I can't hear Texas, you know, but now I'm
with you, man.
Hey,
y'all tried me,
and I appreciate. But I'm gonna be honest. I would defend myself to the highest mountain. Y'all can bring five. Y'all can bring 10. I'm always going to defend myself. You can believe that.
90 seconds, two minutes ago. Why are we still on, man? What's going on?
We actually just talking shit right now.
Oh, we
– G. Willis, I want you to quit giving people information to go to college and play for free. Put your life on the line for your coach.
For one, I never said that, Bob. I don't see where you got that from. I never
Damn, you're getting the education for free.
I mean,
you're getting the education
free.
If you listen,
I said at the end of your rant, I said I think they should be paid. I never
nobody,
said free.
Nobody know what they're going to do
hey,
when they end
no,
up
they
going.
Nobody said that. My only thing was morals. We're losing morals. That's all I said.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you went to the moon and back.
And trying to tell me about community and stuff.
So we talking about a football team? We comparing race to being on a football team? That would be like me. In that case, that would be like me getting pissed off at G. Willis for living where he lives. That's G. Willis' decision.
Wow.
I don't give a shit.
Golly, man. That's about the 8th time you said something about my house, man. That's about the 8th time
I don't
you
give
said
a damn.
Something about my house.
Yeah, I'll be good, man. I'm gone.
All right.